And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with co-host Corey Sandin today. And we have a great guest in the studio, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. We're going to be talking tuna and a lot more. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix Line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete, what an exciting show we have this morning.
Yeah, don't we? Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey.
Yeah, great to have you
Thanks for having me.
And great to have you here on the other side of the mic. I think this is the first official time Corey and myself are
hosting the show, right?
Yeah, so take it easy on me, right?
Yeah, no, you're the man. We're excited to have you, and everybody I know is very excited to have Corey as a part of their Let's Talk Hookup team here for sure. And Captain Art Taylor, who's been a part of the Let's Talk Hookup team for a long time. Boy, the boat's looking great.
Thank you, yeah.
Really looking exciting, and it's kind of like your maintenance period is coming to an end, and you're getting ready to go fishing, aren't you?
Yeah, next month we have a three-day trip on the 21st of June, and the goal is to have the boat ready to go by June 1st in case something happens, you know?
I think, start biting, what do you
weather
think?
Gets better.
Yeah. Weather looks pretty good this week, right? Did you see, Corey?
Yeah, you know, calm.
Later in the week for sure, but what an amazing.
Finally.
It's crazy with the wind and everything going on. And I know Art is really knowledgeable in not only local waters, but just the ocean period and the bird life and everything that comes with it. And it's just one of those necessary factors that we have in our Southern California bite to have a little bit of wind and a little bit of rollover here and there. But, man, we sure have had our dose of it this spring.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been windy. And, of course, it's been windy on the weekends when guys are trying to get out and get things rolling for 2018. And so that makes it difficult. But, you know, stuff happens for a reason. And there's fish around, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
And they're catching them.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they see good signs. So.
Yeah, lots of good signs. So I was out, I mentioned yesterday, on My Boat Field Research last Monday. And the week previous, of course, the Coronado Islands were biting. Rick and Doug were out there, just hammered the yellows on the surface irons and had a great day. Of course, the water rolled 5 degrees between the day they were out, which I think was Wednesday, and then the following Monday. And
so you shut the bite off again, Pete?
I shut the bite off again. But I'm telling you, the life that I saw between Point Loma and all the way through the islands was beyond impressive.
With a sign of yellows.
With a sign of yellows. A lot of that smaller yellowtail on the micro bait between the point and the islands, and then some bigger models out by the islands and around the islands. But the life was everywhere, terns picking everywhere. And that's kind of the result, right? You guys, Art, of this upwelling.
Of the wind creating the rollover and creating the nutrients in the water to keep the anchovy around.
Right.
So,
absolutely,
so
yeah.
So watch out when that water starts to warm up, right?
Spring is definitely one of my favorite times of the year, and I'm sure it is yours too, Art. I mean, it's just the buildup and everything happening and the conditions start to improve. And like you're saying, you know, the fish give a showing, they give a bite, but it's not for the entire week. It's a 2 or 3 day period where the conditions shape up before the next blow. And, you know, I mean, they've been stacked up a little bit this spring, but that's cool to hear all that, the life you're seeing.
So, and whales. I mean, we saw blows of whales. What kind of whales would those be this time of the year, Art?
It could be blue whales.
Yeah,
you know,
they weren't
May
big enough to be blues.
Offshore, and you know, there's been plenty of fin whales around.
Fin could have been.
Could have been humpbacks.
Oh, could
there's
be
humpbacks
it was
around.
Kind of more the size of a humpback. It looked like we're kind of in the distance, but so it could be humpbacks this time of the year.
Certainly, yep.
Yeah, you do a lot of one of your big things in the winter is Baja whale, right? You do a lot of whale
natural history trips,
see.
And we see that life, too. You know, we go into Ensenada, and then we go just do a flyby at Todos Santos and look at some pinnipeds, and then we're heading south that whole day. So from Ensenada to just outside of San Martin is where we end up on our first day traveling, and there's just a ton of life in that zone, too. And we've been seeing that on every trip. So every 2 weeks we go by that area. So February, March, and April, it's been very lively, very lively. That, you know, that fathom curve, that 100-fathom curve that goes down the coast there and ends up, you know, right outside of San Martin there, just tons and tons of life, lots of whales and dolphins and birds and bait. And so, there was plenty to see.
Yeah. So is that big, more volume than previous years in the last three El Nino style years that we've
had? No, I wouldn't say it's more than usual. I mean, that's just a lively area. It's a very lively area going down that fathom curve.
Yeah. What about inshore, Corey? Have you done some field research, trying out some plastic MC swim baits?
I haven't been on our local kelp in the last couple weeks, Pete, but it's coming back so strong, and that's the kelp's nearly back to what it was, yeah. You know, and it's so nice to see that because the El Nino, yeah, there's wahoo and there's marlin and there's incredible tuna fishing and, you know, all that, but it really takes a toll on the inshore. You know, it really suffers and the kelp kind of dissipates and backs off. And then you get those, you know, late summer, early winter, you get those those storms that, you know, the hurricanes and stuff that bring right. up the south swell and just uproot the kelp and
just destroy it.
It really destroys it. So to see water temperatures cooler and to see things developing like that, the kelp is so strong. And it's I've heard some good things on the calico bite. Clementi bit pretty well last week.
Good. It's just trying to get out there with the wind.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah,
that's
right.
The whole key.
Finding the right window.
Boy, watch out June, right?
Yeah. Bring it on, right?
Yeah. So Art, offshore, what's your thought? I mean, all this life, everything going on, there's a lot of bluefin tuna around, there's yellowtail around. I mean, what's going to happen when the searcher starts heading out on trips?
Well, the focus is obviously going to be that quality bluefin tuna. I mean, and to have an opportunity to go out like on a day and a half or overnight. I mean, the Pacific Queen's doing overnight trips and getting a chance at that 40 to 70 pound bluefin. And it seems as though there's quite a bit of it around, and so I think that's going to be the focus for everybody is going to be that bluefin tuna, and that, you know, that's a fishery for us, and that you know, over the last 10 or 12 years now, it's been something that we have keyed on, and you know, we're lucky because I think that is a resident stock of fish that has kind of settled in, and it didn't leave from last year. And they're happy. There's a food source there that they like, and so there's going to be some really good opportunities, I think, early.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so much opportunity. Speaking of the Pacific Queen, Captain Bob Fletcher is out right now with his son on an overnight on the Pacific Queen. So if they score today,
You know it's strong.
Game on, right?
Yeah, you know, poor Dard, he's kind of had the black cloud reputation over the past 10 years or something like that, and he sometimes goes out and shuts the bite off like you do, Pete.
Yeah, exactly. And, it happens. But there's other times it could happen, right?
He's actually, you know, he does a day-and-a-half trip with his rotary buddies on the searcher annually now, and he's had some pretty good timing and some pretty good fishing, so
yeah
I think that maybe his black cloud rep is
the cycle's turned just like El Nino, right?
Yeah,
and back
exactly.
to normal conditions.
Yeah,
so tell us, for those of our listeners that aren't familiar with the searcher, tell us about the boat.
95 feet, you know, we have 14 air-conditioned cabins and plenty of bait capacity and RSW system to preserve your catch, and you know, it's just a comfortable boat to be on, you know.
Classic boat.
You know, this May 24th, it'll be its 48th year of service. And,
wow.
So, you know, we got all the latest and greatest electronics and satellite TV if you need a news fix or a sports fix. And you know, we got a great crew, two great guys in the galley to serve up some excellent meals, and
not just two guys in the galley, Art, but actual chefs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. And Aaron, your main man, running the boat a lot of times when you're not there.
Yep.
Does a fantastic job.
Yeah, and we've added Sean Trowbridge to the team
really
this year, so we're pretty
Another
excited
great
about.
Captain.
about the bulldog coming to...
The bulldog.
Hey, that bulldog's got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
He brings a lot of knowledge to the boat, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. So Sean's going to run some trips. I'm going to run some trips. Aaron's going to run some trips. So
that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, those fish are in trouble.
Yeah, they are.
I would say.
Yeah, the Searcher is so comfortable. Classic Bill Poole boat. That was the Cape Polaris back in the day, right?
Yeah, 1970 it was launched.
It was one of the original ultra deluxe long range boats back in the day.
Yeah, it was the Cadillac when it was launched, and it
still
was
pretty nice.
Yeah, it's a great boat.
Yeah,
lots of history there, and
And super quiet, all wood construction that you do a great job keeping up, makes it super quiet, and all your machinery is updated. You keep the boat in top notch condition, bait capacity, the RSW fish holds. I really enjoy fishing on the boat.
Yeah. When are you coming again? It's been a while.
Well, we have our Let's Talk hookup trips coming up in August that actually have space available.
Yeah, one of them sold out, but the other
one
has
sold out.
One of them sold out, but there's room on one of the earlier ones.
Yes.
So.
So that's an opportunity for people. We have it on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. I didn't realize that we sold out the second one. Popular, a lot of repeats. So if
Absolutely,
you want to jump
yeah.
on that second one, it's
and we've been doing that for over 20 years now. Those day and a half trips, so that's been great.
And we have an exciting opportunity for you on that trip coming up, courtesy of Seoul Sun Guard. And we'll talk more about that when we have it finalized, which will be within the next week or so, where you're going to have an opportunity to go on that trip, courtesy of Seoul Sun Guard. We're going to get involved with them and get the best sun guard in the world out there on people's faces and protect them from the sun. And so that, just be ready for that, because that's going to be an opportunity for you to go on the Searcher, courtesy of Seoul Sun Guard, coming up. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about with Captain R. Taylor. And right, Corey, why don't you tell them about the numbers and the prize today?
Well, if they want to join us this morning, we'd love to have them, Pete. And if you want to join us this morning and have a question for Art or Fish Reporter, 71 add to the show, we have two numbers for you to call. First one is a toll-free number at 877-792-1090. Once again, 877-792-1090. The other one's a local number, 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. We have a line open on each one. If you want to give us a shout this morning, we'd love to have you.
You bet. And what a prize, right?
Pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Yeah.
How does it get any better, Pete?
Yeah, the Kipahulu. I know that's always a tongue twister there, but that's the Kipahulu. It's in the Marlin frame with the great bronze ATL lenses and the super thin glass, which is just the best stuff, courtesy of our friends at Maui Jim. And when we come back, your phone calls, more from Captain Art Taylor, Pete and Corey right here in the Mighty 1090 studios. Let's talk about Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 2nd, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Pete Gray and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecon in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 2nd for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org. When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, doing a great job here, Corey. We're breaking Corey in here as the co-host, and boy, we're just so honored to have Corey Sand. And, of course, most of the time you're pouring baits, MC Swim Baits. How's that going?
Oh, man, this spring's been pretty crazy.
Yeah?
Man. Yeah, for sure.
Busy.
Calico fishing and spotted bay bass fishing and just the enthusiasm with the inshore. And, you know, those anglers actually graduate to going on the Searcher and our other local boats too. So
yeah, they do.
And right. Whether they're seasoned veterans fishing on Art's boat all year, or whether they're young guys coming up through the ranks, it's can't beat the inshore. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's so much fun. And just between the sports barber Alex Renzo Paris there, he probably keeps you busy half the week just pouring baits for him.
Hey, the sports barber is an awesome guy.
He's an awesome fisherman too.
Yeah.
And he just recently got married.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, Al. Congratulations, Big Al. A sad note to report, and I know you know him very well, Jim Pierce passed away from Leadmasters this past week, and Jim was a great guy, happy all the time. Guy was just so much fun to be around and just a super good guy. I know he and Harold Davis were very close. He had a Davis boat and you know, he had some health issues and just super good guy, passed away.
We'll remember him forever, but do you know how he got that Davis boat?
He won it.
He won
Rollo,
it.
In the Rollo raffle.
Exactly.
Yeah, I forget what year that was.
I want to say like probably 9 years ago, to 10 years ago. So those are the kind of exciting things that can happen with now the Captain Rollo, you know, kids at sea.
Right.
But what can take place in those kinds of raffles. So.
Yeah, and Jim loved that boat. He spent a lot of time running that boat, going catching fish offshore and inshore as well. And funny story about Jim and Harold, because they were very, very tight, and Wendy Toshihara was very tight with them too, and a lot of people in the fishing industry are very, very close to Jim. When he got that boat, he was new to boating in Southern California, and he did what many.
I didn't want to say it, but I think I know where you're going.
And that's run over the Zuniga Jetty.
Exactly.
In San Diego, which my dad did when I was younger. It happens because it's easy to do at high tide. You just don't see it. And if you don't know it's there, you make a shortcut to the left and you run over the jetty. Well, kind of did a lot of damage to the boat. So Harold had Jim rename the boat the Jetty Jumper. And that's what the name stuck. So it was called the Jetty Jumper.
Very, very similar, Pete, to a good guy in the industry and a good friend of everybody's, Jack Soul.
Jack Soul.
Jack Soul's boat's called the Rock Hopper. Very similar.
Rock Hopper, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we're going to miss Jim.
We will.
Just a super guy, and he did such a great job getting product out there, Leadmaster. A lot of the lead you see out there.
Was through him.
It was lead, man. A lot of the lead heads that you use, Corey, and that
Absolutely.
I use to throw plastics, Leadmaster.
Yep.
So we're going to miss you, Jim, for sure. Indeed. Hey, Art Taylor is here. You have a chance to win the Kipahulu, the Marlin Frame bronze lens from Maui Jim Sunglasses, a great pair of sunglasses. You want to get through right now, ask a question, make a comment, 858-457-1090. Open right now. Corey, let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, it's quick for Art. For the size fish we're running into, right, those bluefin, you got like 30 pounds all the way up to like 200 pounds. How do you tell your passengers which gear to pull out and how big a new school you're on?
Well, that's, you know, one of the advantages of coming with, you know, boats like ours is that, you know, we have the fish finding equipment that is going to tell us what grade of fish that we're looking at. And so, you know, there's probably going to be some sort of announcement that we have a school of, you know, large 100-pounders on the meter. So
you could see it on the meter.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the different size fish on the meter.
Really? How sure. do you do that? Just by knowing your meter?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. You know, in August, the day's 14 or 15 hours long, and you're staring at the meter. And
for 14
like
or 15 hours.
Like you with a microphone, and, you know. And, it's what you do.
Yeah.
So
and,
it's what we do.
And Art, too, I mean, with your knowledge and with Aaron's knowledge and now with Sean's knowledge,
Sean,
I mean,
yeah.
They know, Doug, when they're coming up on a school, the way it's acting, the way it's puddling, the way it's pushing water, whatever way it's acting, they know very. They have a very good clue whether it's a 30 to 50-pound school or it's a 150-pound school just by the way they're acting, too.
Absolutely. And something that we tell our customers and is initially when you go on a school, I don't care what size fish it is, if you go with heavier tackle initially, if, you know,
or at least
they're
heavier.
Biting –
at
if
least
they're
heavier
biting
than what
30
think.
Pound or something like that, and so initially when you go into a school, you cast 50 pound out, and then if you get a bite and it's a 100 pounder, you have a chance. If you're trying to get a bite and you're casting your 25 pound and you've got 100 pound fish, you're going to get a bite, but you're not going to land it.
Yeah.
So initially, start heavier. A lot of times, you know, if they're eager, then it doesn't make any difference what size line you have. So initially, when you go into a stop, start heavy.
Start with the heavy.
Start with the heavy, and you got a bite, you got a chance to land your fish. If you do the opposite, then, know, you're taking yourself out of the game.
Yeah.
So start heavy.
Take
start
yourself
with 50
out of the
or
game.
60.
Taking yourself out of the game by being a complete disaster by having a fish spool you, possibly.
Exactly. Yeah. So start heavy, Doug.
Yeah, or the other thing, too, is bluefin have teeth, and they shake their heads. And here you are, you've been on this fish for an hour, you know, working hard on this fish, and then you see him at color, and bing.
That's gone. Where the heartbreaks come,
that's
right at that end, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, circle hooks can change that
help
because
that
the circle hook takes that whole line abrasion bite-off thing out of the equation. And, you know, a chunk of fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
You know, it's... that stuff works.
More abrasion resistant. You know. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Doug. Appreciate that. You know, I got to ask you about having Sean and Aaron on your team now. It's kind of like me having Corey on my team now. It's like I'm so excited to have Corey on my team. Have an experienced guy like Sean added to an experienced guy like Aaron. What a asset for the searcher. Wow.
Absolutely.
I'm
We're
impressed.
Excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited.
Sean. We thought Sean was gone. We thought he retired up to Idaho, but he's back.
Yeah,
that's
he's not retired. He's still living in Idaho. He's not retired, though.
Yeah, but he's coming back. And so how often is he going to run the boat for you?
Well, probably a third of the time, maybe more than that. You know, he's committed through this season. We're going to see how things go, and we're hoping that he's going to be a permanent fixture.
That's great. Talk about jumping right to the A team, Corey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bulldog extraordinaire, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's an aggressive, very, very good fisherman. So
and the great thing about both Aaron and Sean is they don't care whether they run the boat or not. I mean, if you want Aaron to sit in the mast for 4 hours and look for breezers, then he's happy to do that. He doesn't care. It's just a team thing, you know.
Yeah. That's
not
cool.
Like I got to run the boat, you know,
yeah.
And Sean's the same way. You know, give me a pair of stabies and I'll go into mast and look for a jumper. I'm happy to do that, whatever you need. So,
And
that's one thing that we take a lot of pride in is it's team searcher from reservations and Celia in the office to, you know, taking care of all the administrative stuff to get the boat ready to go and out on time. And then, you know, with Charlie and Dan in the galley, making sure that all the ingredients are fresh and there's plenty of it and it's hot. And it's all about team. It's not about I'm the captain, I'm going to run the boat. So.
Indeed, for sure. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John, and I'm excited. 2 weeks from now, we're going to be right in the thickness of our Rancho Llanero Let's Talk Hookup 22nd annual tournament. I'm so excited.
22nd years. It's scary. Long time, buddy.
Yeah,
I'll tell
is.
You what, that your timing's good. If it's anything like it was this week in the next coming weeks, we're going to have a great tournament. It's been yellowfin city, literally, every day. We've had lots and lots of yellowfin. They've ranged. There's pods of porpoise. They're sped both north and south, mostly south, and some right out in front from 15 to 50 miles off. But they're all holding yellowfin, every one of them. Most of them are, I'd say the average fish is about 25 pounds. And there are a few pods that are holding footballs, and then there's some pods that are holding some nice fish. I think the biggest was 65 pounds. They're taking blue and white. They're not feathers, little plastic, like hoochies, a little bit bigger than hoochies. But taking like those only, blue and white are the colors. But they're everybody's limiting, literally. Long boat ride, but everybody limited every day that went out there that did it. And because they're spread pods, the boats aren't getting too bunched up on them, so that's working out as well. And, you know, there's been striped marlin around, you know, not much interest before the striped marlin bite, really. We had Bruce Borgard had his local tournament here, the Rancho Llanero Homeowners Tournament, and they're on off the Island Bank there. It's just a lot like Mag Bay on a good day. Big, big schools of mackerel holding thousands of striped marlin everywhere, you know, 5 or 6 to 7 releases a day for those guys. And they're all taking the mackerel. They're jigging their own mackerel out of the school and then piling right into them. So that started Thursday, and it's carried on for the last couple of days. We'll see how long that lasts. That's right off the Island Bank, off of Dean Ramis area. Inside, good fishing. Again, lots of pompano. It just got pompano everywhere. And they're nice size, 3 to 8 pounds, but as many pompano as you want. They're on the bottom on live sardine. Rooster fish are getting bigger. By the way, there's cargo mixed in with the pompano, but a lot more pompano and some decent-sized cargo, but nothing really huge this week. And then roosters are coming back this that time of year, and there's a lot of them around. Very light pressure on them and inside because everybody's rolling out after the tuna. So it's been a real, real, real good week. Very consistent.
Oh, man. Well, I'm very excited. Dr. Bob Blum and his assistant, Carol, tournament director for our Rancho Llanero tournament, has been diligently working on the rules. Of course, $500 cash for the largest tuna, courtesy of Statewide Stripes, and the largest Wahoo or Dorado. $500 cash from Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. Are we going to fill those categories?
We're for sure going to do the yellowfin. There have been a few wahoo around. You know, we had a couple early in the week. And the ones we do catch are, you know, like 50 pounds up, 50 to 75 pounds, I'd say. We've had 3 or 4 of it this week. The Dorado has been, gosh, you know, we started with a good Dorado bite. We haven't seen many this week, honestly. We're hoping they make a comeback.
Yeah.
But, gosh, the yellowfin's making up for everything, guys. It's electric out there. There's just a lot of fish.
Well, very excited for the tournament 2 weeks from now. John Ireland, if somebody wants to come down, there's still spots available this summer for and late spring to come down to the best place right in our backyard here.
Sure. Yeah, we sent out 18 boats today. It's getting busy. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLanero.com. And we've loaded a lot of pictures this week of these tuna, so get on there and check it out.
Cool. Look forward to it, John. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week.
You sure will, guys.
All
look
right.
forward to it.
Yeah,
thank
for
you.
Sure. Hey, you know, today is a Seakeeper Demo Day happening today in Oxnard, the northern part of our, of course, our Mighty 1090 signal blasts in there, or you can listen on the app. Today, the Seakeeper Demo Day, last day up in Oxnard. So if you want to go try that, you're in the Oxnard area, you want to go try that incredible Seakeeper, just go to seakeeper.com, click on Take a Ride and go schedule yourself a great ride. And speaking of our app, Corey, you've been playing with the app. It's amazing, isn't it?
I've downloaded the app. Even I can download it. And it's free. It's easy. And I can listen to the archives. And, you know, if I didn't catch a show with Art, I can go on there and listen to it. Obviously, I'm here. But it's something that it's very clean and easy and very smooth.
Yeah, it's really nice and much easier than accessing even the live feed on the internet or our archives, which are easy to do on the letstalkhookup.com, but it's all right in your fingertips on the app. New feature we just started yesterday, classic archives, classic Let's Talk Hookup shows, and Adam's put this whole thing together for us, only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And the show we have up there right now that we posted yesterday is an amazing one. From January of 2001, Bongo Joe Berrien and Marty Milner, along with myself, 2001. What's that? 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. And we were on the Mighty 690 back then, and it's pretty much commercial free. Adam's edited out all the commercials, so you can just listen to it and hear all that. But it's an amazing,
pretty
amazing
cool. And some of the things Adam was talking about this morning, like shows he found, or one of Rick's first shows where he was 18 years old.
Yeah, and, with Marty.
And one of them with Mark Mills, one of his young appearances.
You can hear Mark Mills on that. Mr. Excitement from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, he's on that archive that's posted right now.
Oh, how funny.
So if you haven't downloaded our, and that's only available on our app, download our app. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store if you have an Android device, and just search Let's Talk Hookup. Download the app. It's a green borderline with our Let's Talk Hookup logo, so you can't miss it. Don't download the wrong thing. And and also it's free too. So if somebody's asked, you're not the right place. So Let's Talk Hookup in the App Store or Google Play Store, and download that app. Listen to that classic archive. You'll love it. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
And doing so, we're going to talk to Anthony. And Anthony from Signal Hill, how are you doing this morning? He's got a great question about long range fishing for Art.
Doing good. Good morning, guys. My question is, what's the best time to go for these bluefin long-range fishing?
Tomorrow?
You just never know.
You know, the thing about scheduling is, you know, you need to get your calendar out and say, I'm going on the Let's Talk Hookup trip number 12, August 20th through the 22nd, mm-hmm. and you get your time off and you go.
Exactly.
And it's whenever your schedule is the best for you is the time to go. When you have a day that you can carve out and go, because, you know, you can't catch them from the couch. You got to get out there.
Right.
And
you can't wait till the moon phase is right. You can't wait till they're biting, because a lot of times when they're biting, then they're not going to bite when you go. So.
Absolutely. So, you know,
our
fishing schedule is, you know, late June to the end of end of October, and that's prime time for us and prime time for you. So whatever length trip we have, you know, multiple options there, from day and a half trips to 7 day trips, and we have them with 25 passengers and 14 passengers, and there's, you know, there's some space available, but it's one of those things where, you know, you have to carve out the best time for you to go. And you know, if you get out there on a 3 day trip or longer, then that's more rail time, more time fishing, and the longer the trip, the more chances you have. So you got to just get your calendar out and what meets your schedule, and that's the time to go.
Your first trip on the books is June 21st, first day of summer.
Yep.
Pretty appropriate, accurate, sponsored trip.
Yep.
And has spots available, a three-day trip.
I think it's sold out.
Oh, it is? All right.
Pretty sure it's sold out.
Oh, it is sold out. Yeah, you're right. It's red. Yeah, I saw that. We have, of course, the same webmaster, Chad, amazing guy.
Yeah.
Chad from...
Sport Fishing Report?
No, different Chad. Chad.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Chad Anderson.
Yeah, different Chad. Okay. Chad Anderson is this guy's name, and he's a whiz. And he does our website. He does Searcher website. He does
Vagabond
website, several websites.
Yep.
And he's a whiz, and he's created an amazing website for you and Celia.
Yeah, it's worked really, really well.
Yeah, for
sure.
Must
come with the name, right?
Yeah, maybe so, yeah. But anyway, so the first trip with availability is a 2.5 day. It's actually a 5 day trip.
5 day trip
on
yeah.
June 29th.
Yep.
Now, you talked about the limited load trip.
Yeah.
How many anglers? 14?
14. Everybody gets their own cabin.
Wow.
And they're pretty remarkable. It's really, really laid back, and there's a ton of room on the boat, and they're great. And we have multiple options for that. I think several of them are sold out, but there's space available, I think, in August.
A lot of red on your schedule.
Yeah.
Which means they're sold out.
Things are filling up.
People better get on it.
Yeah. Don't miss out on an opportunity to go in 2018, because I think that, our schedule is filling up, and I think that's synonymous throughout the fleet that, everybody's fired up and ready to go. Don't miss out on going in 2018.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we've got more with Art. Sorry about that. I'm learning the gig here.
Yes, you are.
I appreciate you being patient with me. And when we do come back, you give us a call at 877-792-1090, 858, local number, 457-1090. You have a chance to win a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, a
Kipahulu.
Thank you. Thank you, Pete. That's awesome. Like I said, when we come back, we have more with Art on the Mighty 1090 and Let's Talk Hookup. Thank you.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Hey, you know, if you're hungry for fresh fish, there's one place, probably one of the greatest places in the world, right in the backyard, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to San Diego Atlantic in Point Loma. Now, my wife, Lolly, loves fresh king salmon. Where the heck do you get fresh king salmon in May? You get it at Point Loma Seafoods.
They do such an awesome job, Pete. From their squid sandwiches to their fresh salmon. Where in the world do you get actual fresh, non-farm-raised shrimp? Absolutely
right
the
there.
Best. You get it from there.
And their shrimp is truly amazing. And the difference between farm-raised, I'm glad you brought that up, and real shrimp caught in the Gulf, it's night and day.
Completely.
Once you taste it, it's night and day. So everything is good. Everything is fresh at Point Loma Seafood's number one fantastic food, whether it's lunch or dinner. Take it home or eat it right there in their beautiful patio that overlooks San Diego Bay. Point Loma Seafood's right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And Pete, what an exciting show we have with Art.
Yeah, fun time. And it's time for the catch report, Corey.
Well, let's do that. It's sponsored by Anza Knives. And what an awesome local company, guy making knives. There's a big difference in the carbon steel he uses. And today, handcrafted knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high carbon steel, like I mentioned, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. There is a difference once you do try that.
Yeah, no doubt.
They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector's knives. Once you try Anza Knives, like I said, you'll be hooked and you'll notice a difference. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's ANZAKnives.com.
And don't forget Don from Anza Knives, who was at our last Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. Great guy, big fisherman. He's today at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Del Mar. So go by, see Don at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show today in Del Mar, and go check out the Anza Knives today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and say hi to great guy Don. Let's start with Brian Willie, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff there this morning. How are you guys all this morning?
Fantastic. We're ready for some good weather, no wind, and biting fish. Are you?
Gosh, yeah. I'm first in line for that, man, no doubt. So here this week, you know, we had some interesting conditions, you know, that really had the make it or break it effect a couple days. Again, that southeast wind, gosh, fortunately it's coming from the southeast, not the west. I can't remember the last time we were talking about it, the southeast blew like this for so long. So we had that a couple days making things tricky out deep while rock fishing. As you can imagine, it kind of took the drift opportunities for us off the table in the mornings a few days. But nonetheless, you know, we did see some decent catches still on the anchor out in that deeper water, but still, it's one of those day-to-day deals down there. The Colt Sniper jigs and the dropper loop baits obviously fish the best for the rockfish. Again, I can't tell you that Colt Sniper jig, man, thing's a moneymaker down there. Along the beach in the half-day zones, you know, we had to dodge some areas of red tide and dirty water. That, you know, that stuff's just another result of the wind this week. But on the high tides, when the water pushed in, we did find some good areas of better water. And we did have some fairly decent calico bass fishing, both on the fly line sardines and the strip baits. Even the rubber caught some fish this week, which is good to see. You know, our sea temp right now, 62 to 63 and a half. Been pretty consistent there along the kelp and over the hard bottom. So we've been seeing a little bit of action on some of that artificial stuff. The Fury, he was over at Clemente yesterday. He had limits of rockfish for his 21 guys. So that fishing over there continued to be pretty good. And then after loading up on that rockfish, they slid in along the island and finished the trip up with some calico bass and sheephead action in a little closer there in that shorter water. So that's it for us. Hey, we're celebrating 47 years in Dana Point Harbor, if you can believe it. 47 years for us there. So we want to pass along some huge savings to your listeners and anyone in general, actually. So instead of any just normal code this week, we're going to use a special code. It's going to be DW 47, and like it sounds, you're going to save 47% on a local half or three-quarter day.
Come on! DW47. 47 years of Dana Wharf, and how long is that code good for?
It's going to go till the end of the month.
Wow!
We're going to lock it till the end of the month of May. So
47%, that's like half off a half or three-quarter day trip?
That's it, and here's the thing. It's good for whale watching, too, and you know, you can book a trip by going online and using the code, but if you wanted to scoop up some gift certificates with that same code, you know, you can buy four, five, six, whatever many, you know, gift certificate values and use those on future trips too. So
wow, or give them as gifts.
There you go.
Yeah, 47%. That's really nice of the Hansons to do that. DW47 through the end of the month, which is just about a week and a half away, right?
Yep, so you got plenty of time to, you know, break out the credit card and fire it up and get some of those discounts used towards future dates. So
walk us through how we do that. So we go to the website, DanaWharf.com. You can click on the Dana Wharf banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, take you right there, and then when you buy the trip and then you enter that code, it'll show the discount?
Exactly. As soon as you apply that code on the half-day or three-quarter-day trip, it'll immediately deduct that amount, and then you can just book it online. And then as far as the gift certificates, you can go into the office in Dana Point. You can call the office. I'm sure they can take the order over the phone as well and help you get that worked out, or at least walk you through that aspect of it.
Okay, so the gift certificates, if you wanted to buy one for a future trip, like if you wanted to buy one for this summer or something like that, just
right.
call the office and give them your credit card, and you can buy as many as you want at 47% off.
There you go.
Kidding me? Wow.
That's incredible.
What a great deal. Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, thanks for that. Good job, and congratulations, 47 years. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later.
All right. Appreciate that very much. How about that? 47% off.
How do you beat it?
Yeah. Call them up and book gift certificates. Book a trip this week or next week. Book a trip this summer.
Awesome landing. Awesome location.
Yeah.
How do you argue?
Wow, for sure. How do you argue with Gundy Gunnarsson, surf guru extraordinaire, who knows it all? Gundy, what's up?
Wow. I'll just call this report the halibut flush, you know.
Yeah.
I think we hit the point there where the halibut have really started to go, Pete. It's up and down the coast, every shop I have an excellent halibut report. So, you know, despite the weather, you know, I got a theory, you get all these south winds, you know, days on end, and it's frustrating, but at a certain point, the fish got a bite, you know what I mean? But normally, a south wind's not an ideal day, But the guys have really been doing it on the beach here. We'll start up north. The halibut fishing really took off this week despite less than ideal conditions. Lots of fish have moved into the shallows. The beaches and the bays are holding, you know, the harbor mouths, all that kind of stuff. The weather's been challenging with the south wind, overcast, drizzle. But there's a lot of bait on the beach. Small anchovy, sardine. We're still having grunion runs. And that grunion staging, it's not open to the public. You can't make that grunion. I think it's another week till June, but the fish still go on eating that stuff. Let's start at Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action all along that stretch. Goleta, East Beach, Graveyards, the Harbor Spit, all kicking out fish. Flash minnows, 3 and 4 inch swim baits have been good on fish to 30 inches. Wiley's reported good halibut action. The stretch west of the old chart house there has been hot. Cut anchovies, been a good bait on fish to 28 inches. Just Fishing in Redondo reported good halibut action on the South Bay beaches. Top catch was a 10-pounder. The same gentleman picked off 4 legal fish plus that 10-pounder this week, so very productive week. Another, he got it on a slow roll crocodile. Another guy had a 28-inch fish taken in the harbor on a creepy crawler. There's an oldie but
creepy
goodie.
Creepy crawler. Corey,
remember the old
those.
Creepy crawler?
Yeah.
big fish at Steel Beach reported excellent halibut action all along that waterfront shoreline, Belmont Pier, Cherry Beach, all good. Lots of staging, grunion, small anchovy in there. A white lucky crab, watermelon jerk shad. One shop regular had a 28, a 26, and a 24-inch fish yesterday. Catch some tackle, same report there along Newport, very good. Electric grunion flash minnows, good on fish to 32 inches. Hogan's reported that area around the harbor there, very good. Salt Creek, lots of halibut in shallow there, fish to 28 inches. 3-inch swim baits, drop shot flutes, 3-inch white grubs, all working. Blue water reported, 2 more striped bass in the lagoon there, 2 more orange mouth corina to go with lots of legal halibut. 4-inch small smelt pattern plastics doing the job there. So, I mean, that's just, you know, that's just combing the cream off the top, Pete. It was really good week of halibut fishing. So, I'm telling you want to get a good one, this is the time.
Time to go fishing, right, Corey?
Such an awesome report, Gundy. And I always look forward to your reports and love the inshore, love surf fishing. And
he's like a scientist.
You know, a lot of that halibut and striper stuff really interests me because it usually is indicative of some type of anchovy or that kind of bait fish being around. Probably a lot of small sea bass, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, that is a fact. I've got more reports on small sea bass this year than probably in the last 4 or 5, you know what I mean? So
cool.
You get the cool water, you get the bait. Is that how it works?
Let's bring it on. And now we're talking straight halibut nearly. I love hearing it, Gundy. Great having your report.
All right.
Thanks,
appreciate
sir.
That,
thank
Gundy.
You.
Talk to you next
Always
Sunday.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. I'll talk to you this week, Pete.
All right. Thanks, Gundy.
I truly look forward to his reports every weekend.
He's amazing. He's a professor of surf fish.
Really good. And, yeah. and catching those halibut, a lot of fun. And if you're interested in getting any, as we get close to summer here, you jump on Bill Varney's surf fishing tackle.com. So summer's almost here, and now's a great time to get down to the beach and surf fish and visit surffishtackle.com to find the gear you'll need and catch the fish of the beach. Enter the code SUMMER18 and receive free shipping on all orders through the month of May.
Nice.
Can't beat it.
SUMMER18, surffishtackle.com. Corey, let's jump into those phones.
Let's do it, P. We have lines are full, and let's jump right into it. We'll talk to Gary. Gary's from Lawndale. He's got a great comment on Art in the operation. How you doing this morning, Gary?
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Gary?
Yeah, I wanted to mention that, Art, I really appreciate your boat. You have trips that are within my budget, and I appreciate that. I notice on your webpage it says experience does make a difference, and that's really neat that you have such a good webpage for us to look at, and it says also that you can borrow gear. But I had a question. I haven't heard for many years anything about San Martin Island. Does anybody go there anymore?
No, we've been kind of going around that place and looking for fish offshore. You know, water conditions sometimes dictate that. A lot of times, you know, the water's cold and dirty there, so it's not that productive. And so... you know, the area north of that Colonnette, the high spot, is been really productive. And, of course, offshore there has been productive here. Yellowtail on kelps and yellowfin tuna with the warm water and that sort of thing. So it just hasn't been a destination that's worked for us.
Yeah, there's plenty of other places that are only accessible via long range pretty much or that you guys can get to that are basically untouched, right?
Yeah, a lot of times that water's, you know, with the particularly like now with this wind and upwelling
we've
been talking about, that that area is like, you know, in the high 50s water temperature and you know, green and
just notorious.
not very productive.
I haven't looked at the tariffin chart lately for San Quintin, but I can imagine if our water's at 60 or whatever it is right now, can't imagine how cold their water is down there, right?
I want to say when they brought the boat from up from Cabo San Lucas from our last natural history trip, it was in the mid-50s when they went by there. It was cold green. Yeah,
that's cold. Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And another caller, so we'll jump right in there. I'm sorry, Pete.
No problem.
I am learning the whole thing and loving every bit of it, and I hope you guys are too. And Mo, we have Mo from Vista. Mo has a great question about reels for Art.
Yeah, I've got two questions, in fact, but the reel, I've got a Shimano Terramar Inshore TMC 760. What reel would you stick on that?
What was rod again?
Yeah, can you give me that again?
It was a Terramar Inshore TMC 76 heavy.
Boy, I bet Corey's on that because that's your specialty, right?
That's right, inshore.
Well, you know, some of the Shimano tranks you can't beat. I mean, is that you're looking for a reel to put on that? I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at the Tranks 300, probably a great all-around. I mean, you can go a little bit smaller, a little bit larger, but the 300 is just a great all-around size reel. You know?
That MH, that Terramar MH, the medium heavy, I put a 400 on there.
There you go.
And you can catch everything from calico bass to bluefin, small bluefin on that.
And
small yellowfin.
And that's Pete talking, Mo, with the offshore kind of thing. And myself, I love the inshore, and that's... You know, my biggest bite catch is going to be a large sea bass or a yellow, and you can pretty much subdue them with a 65-pound braid and a 300-size reel. So.
Do you like to have a tendency to like to go a little heavier on the action of the rod than lighter when you're fishing inshore, or how do you make that choice?
I definitely like a spongier rod, you know, something with some give. Everything is so beefy, Mo, with the Spectra and just the gearing in the reels, and you can really turn fish, but there has to be some give in that whole outfit. and having a little bit of tip and a little bit of give and a little bit of sponginess, I tend to lean away from the heavy action.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that medium heavy.
That's
what would you put on that? 40, 30?
I would put 65 pound braid and then adjust the leader from there. So
okay.
Maybe a 30 to most of the times I'm using a 50 to 60 pound Seaguar fluorocarbon leader.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
That's good stuff, Mo. And when we come back, we've got more of your calls, more of your excitement, more with Art Taylor. Two ways to call us, 877-792-1090, 858, local number, 457-1090. We want to hear your questions. More coming back with Art Taylor from The Searcher.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new set up with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members ships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fisherman'slanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.